Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Bealoscha, Moshe is told to fashion two silver trumpets, which will be used for various reasons and situations, like assembling the people, instructing the camps to continue their journey. They're also used in times of war, and they are used as part of Bnei Yisrael's special tfilos in times of trouble and on joyous occasions. And this last use of the trumpets, blowing in times of special joyous occasions, blowing in times of simcha, the Torah tells us in Perek Yud Pasuk Yud, Uviyom simchaschem uvamoadechem uvrashechodchechem, on the days of your simcha, on Yamim Tovim, and on Rosh Chodesh, uskatem bachatzotzros al oloseichem vial zivche shalmechem, you'll blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and other korbanos, shlamim, v'hayu lachem lezikaron lifnei elokeichem, ani Hashem elokeichem. And they will be for you a memorial before God, before your God, and says Hashem, I am Hashem, your God. The Alshich, Rav Moshe Alshich, who died in 1593, sees in this pasuk not only a mitzvah as to when to use the trumpets, but a message for all of Bnei Yisrael. The Alshich says this message is found in the pasuk itself. Says the pasuk, Uvyom Simchaschem, etc. If on your happy days, at your celebrations, Uskatem Bachatotzros Aloloseichem, etc. If you channel those celebrations properly, if you direct those celebrations in lofty ways, al oloseichem, towards korbanos, towards avodas Hashem, then and only then, v'hayu lachem lezikaron lifnei elokeichem, etc., then they will be to you and for you a memorial before God. However, if the opposite happens, chas v'shalom, if we use happy times, celebratory times, only for ourselves, with no mention of God, with no recognition that these celebrations, this happiness, comes directly from Hashem, if we do not use these times of simcha to give thanks to God and to strengthen our avoda, then God forbid we will not merit v'hayu lachem lezikaron lifnei elokeichem. That's the Alshich. And perhaps one can suggest, standing on the Alshich's shoulders, so to speak, perhaps one can suggest that this explains another idea regarding the trumpets. Because there is another question that we can ask about the trumpets. And the question is simply, why trumpets? Why not a shofar? Why not blow shofaros for happy occasions? We use a shofar in other situations, in other areas in the Torah. We can ask this question about all of the reasons the trumpets are used, but we'll focus, as the Alshich did, on times of simcha. Why trumpets and why not a shofar? And perhaps one can suggest that an important difference between a shofar and a trumpet is Moshe is never told to make a shofar. We do not see anywhere in the Torah where Hashem tells us or tells Moshe, make a shofar. The Torah says, use a shofar. The Torah says, blow a shofar. But Moshe is never commanded to make a shofar. Hashem does say to Moshe in Perek Yud Pasuk Beis, Asei lecha shtei chatzotros kesef. Hashem does say to Moshe, make two trumpets of silver. You have to mine the silver. You have to purify the silver. You have to melt down the silver. You have to shape it into a trumpet, etc., etc. It's all on you. Unlike a shofar, a trumpet has to be made. Perhaps that is the lesson of the trumpets as explained by the Alshich. The Torah says, Uvyom simchaschem, etc. On your happy days, on your happy occasions, on these special days and during these happy times, Asei lecha shtei chatzotzros kesef. It's up to you how you celebrate. Hashem says, I've provided you with so much simcha. I have provided you with so many gifts. What do you do with that simcha? What you do with that simcha is up to you. Will you turn these gifts into an opportunity for base revelry, God forbid? Or will you make something more out of it, like a trumpet, and direct the celebrations heavenly and use them to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim? The choice is ours. Have an amazing day, everyone.